1941, the bombing of Pearl Harbor. You were 8 years old. Do you have any remembrances of that day?
I do. Camden was a horse town. They had horse races and polo and all sorts of things. There was a polo game on Sunday, and it came over the radio that the Japanese had bombed a place called Pearl Harbor. My dad said, "Turn that thing off. That's just Orson Welles with another one of his scare programs." And it was the real thing.
Right.
And of course, they found out very quickly there wasn't any television or that type of communications. But anyway, Williams Brothers was called into action to start taking on projects to help with the war effort.
What kind of projects?
Mostly pipeline projects. The Big Inch and the Little Inch pipelines were to take oil and gas to the East Coast rather than having tankers come all the way around. And somewhat later, when the Germans got into the act and we were torpedoing tankers, those cross-country pipelines were being built, and Williams Brothers was not the only one, but one of the major builders of those cross-country pipelines. I mentioned some of the other projects they did, like the trans-isthmus pipelines across Panama, Nova Scotia, in Africa. So they were very busy all during the war. And Mother and I and Kate were basically there in Camden. My brother David was in college, and so was my sister Martha. David was 12 years older than I was. I was an unexpected dividend.
During the war, the headquarters for Williams, was it in Tulsa?
Yes.
Okay.